Is it new? That's the question we're answering in this week's Toy of the Week podcast, where we look at the Star Wars vehicles, Wave 1 2012. This is the first wave that came out in January with the Anakin Podracer, Sebulba Podracer, the Trade Federation tank, and Darth Maul's Sith Infiltrator. So are they new or are they the same? Well, good thing for you, I've got the originals too, so I can tell you what the differences are. First of all, let's look at the two Podracers. They are different enough to be interesting. The tank is also different enough to be interesting. And the Darth Maul Sith Infiltrator is sitting in a box behind me, and I'm going to go find out. But let's get started with the ones that I know. First of all, the Podracers are repaints. The coloring is very different. For example, the Anakin Podracer from 1999 has an Anakin figure included with it, which you're going to want because Hasbro didn't make a new action figure of Anakin that can actually sit and hold the controls. So the new one's not that great, but it looks better. It's brighter, the colors are more vibrant, and the seating area is molded in a silver plastic rather than being painted silver. So depending on what you like, you might like it more. The yellow seems brighter, but I don't know if that's just simply age. But overall, I think the new one looks better. Just like the Sebulba Podracer, the new one's, the orange is a little bit brighter, and obviously it's not dusty, but it looks a little bit better. It still has the same mechanisms, as far as I can tell, and it looks pretty good. But both vehicles this time around do not include pilots, and the only Sebulba figure available on the market today, and actually I believe it's the only Sebulba figure that's been available on the market since 2001? Is a Walmart exclusive that received exceptionally poor distribution and was late hitting shelves. And it doesn't fit. So for both of these new vehicles, if you want a driver, you're going to either have to customize some figures a little bit, or the vehicles, or you're going to need to go plunge into the depths of the secondary market and get the Anakin Podrace driver figure from 1999, or the smaller Sebulba Podrace figure from 1999. Because they'll actually fit. The other ones, like, there's a picture on the back of the Sebulba Podracer package showing him in there, but you can tell they really squeeze his arms in there. Like, you have to unnaturally force him in there. And that's not really a great way to go about it. And even then, depending on where you live and when you listen to this, there's a really good chance you're not even going to be able to find the Sebulba figure, so what's the point? They're all right. As display vehicles, they're great. As toy vehicles with no figure inside them, they're great. But if you want to put a figure inside there and have them sit, you might need to do some work or wait to see if Hasbro releases a better pilot figure in the future. And I'm going to take a quick break, get some water, and finish up the other two. Okay, the Darth Maul Sith Infiltrator vehicle is fundamentally the same as the previous release. I opened the box to look, and it is basically... I'm seeing a slight difference in one of the paint colors. There's sort of a copper color. It's a little bit darker and richer on the new version than it was on the old one. But the construction's the same. The features are the same. The clear red plastic for the canopy is a little bit different. But that's really it. Unless you had them side by side, you probably wouldn't notice there was a difference. And side by side, you really don't notice that there's much of a difference. But the Trade Federation tank was heavily retooled. There was a new sticker sheet. Paint job's new. It's a really good vehicle, by the way. If you never got a Trade Federation tank, you really should get one. We're selling them individually on our website, so you should get one. But if you had the original, or any of the older ones, because they retooled it before, the action features of the thing that causes the droid to fly out through the front of the tank, and the other thing that had a door that flipped around and showed a damaged droid, those are gone. Instead, there's a new seating area in the back, which can only be good for certain droids that have bent legs. And looking at it, I'm really nervous that any droid's going to fit. So I'm going to pause the podcast, grab a droid, and see if I can make him sit in there. Okay, I finally tried it, which I should have done a while ago, because I've had this for a couple months, but it's just like, it's probably going to fit, and it does fit. If you take a vintage battle droid and stick him in the seat, he'll fit in any one of the three stations on the vehicle. So you can have him in the driver's seat, the commander's chair, or the little gunner thing in the back of the tank. So... if you have vintage battle droids, and you should have bought one. I mean, there's a really nice battle droid figure. He will fit. But it's worth noting that the captain's chair, more or less, is designed for battle droids specifically. There's a little carving in the back to make sure his backpack can sit in there. It's very, 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 very narrow. So you're not going to be able to fit most other figures with jointed knees in here unless you break them. But it is battle droid specific. Like many of Hasbro's more recent vehicles, They're designed for a very specific, very thin figure, which means that basically you can put the figure in there that was meant to go in there, and that's it. Which is kind of cool and kind of annoying, because what if you wanted to play Clone Troopers, hijack the tank? Like if you were a kid, for example, that might be something you want to do. Only battle droids can fit in there, which is probably a smarter thing from a Trade Federation engineering standpoint. You don't want to have your enemies be able to hijack your vehicle, but as a toy, it's like you have to have a battle droid. You can't do anything but have a battle droid in there. So it looks cool. I like it. The new deco looks nice. It still has a rotating main gun. That just came off. Certain parts detach, of course, because you have to assemble them, and they weren't designed to stand up to heavy stress, because nowadays toys, rather than break, they want the pieces to come off, and that's what this does. The two rotating cannons on the side rotate really nicely. It has rolling wheels. There's also a hole from a mechanism that was removed, at least one, and a mechanism has been retained. There's a, in the gunner area, you can put a droid and pull a lever, and it'll push him up through the top of the hatch. It works okay. It's not really great. It's one of the features. If they took it out, I wouldn't have missed it. He has four firing rockets, and they retooled the vehicle on the exterior slightly to the point where, unless I'm stupid, and I'm not going to say I'm not stupid, I'm pretty dumb, but it looks like they added some texture to part of the tank where a sticker should go, so now a sticker can't go there, so if you have a sticker sheet, you're probably going to have an extra sticker. Again, I might just be stupid, but I don't believe that I am, because that's how I get through the day. And yeah, so it's a good droid tank. And oh, don't forget, it also has four foot pegs on the hull, and you can put pretty much any figure you want on there, having them attack it or just stand around in the battle. So you can put battle droids on there, Jedi, clones, whatever you like. And it looks great. So of the four vehicles, I would put the Trade Federation tank as the one you should buy, even if you have the older ones. And I've got the original Phantom Menace version, the original Clone Wars version, the 2006 Clone Wars version, the blue and gray one, the gray and blue one. I probably got five or six of the things in different colors, and each one's just a little bit different, and frankly quite interesting. And I just got a burp stuck in my throat, so my voice sounds funny. At least it does in my head. I'm going to see how that sounds in a second. Anyway, I recommend the tank highly. I recommend the Sith Infiltrator if you missed it last time. If you have the old one, new one's just as good. The two pod racers I recommend only if you don't have the 1999 versions. If you have the 1999 versions with the pilots, those are probably going to be the best to buy for kids and possibly for display purposes. But the new ones are painted a little bit more vibrantly and look a little bit sharper. So it's a toss-up. You might want to get both and just steal the old figures for display reasons. Or, you know, give them to your kid. Whatever you want to do. But get the tank. Because whenever they change it and add new functionality to it, or take out functionality, it's worth noting, I think. But make sure you get a vintage battle droid with it. And I believe we have those available as well. So, thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. As always, this is Adam Paula signing off. Check out our site at entertainmentearth.com or our Star Wars shop at entertainmentearth.com/starwars.asp. I will see you next time. Don't forget, we have a new catalog coming out four times a year, and it's got all of our latest and greatest bestsellers and best toys. And I need to proofread it because it's going to press. So I gotta go. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.